Hey, it's Garland, and here's a thought to help you live empowered. Invent your success. The stories of successful people often include how they stood out as different, unique, even odd or eccentric. Some were blazing new trails, the first steps on the path not yet trod. Others walked down familiar trails, even crowded ones, yet they saw them through new eyes to discover things that others had overlooked. Regardless of how it began, these successful people decided for themselves what the standards of success would be for them and set out to achieve them. They marched to the beat of their own drum and persisted. Others eventually joined their ranks, and some became raving fans. Then there are those who look around at whom they judge as successful, and they think, well, if I imitate that success, then I'll also be successful. And perhaps that works. After all, human beings are prolific imitators. But it seems to me they're comparing their expectations of success to someone else's success, while their own interests might go unexplored and, consequently, unfulfilled. But honestly, imitation is not authenticity, although it might be more comfortable. So, again I say, invent your success. And to do that, begin by knowing what you want to be about and go for that, even if it is unconventional and challenges the status quo. Be your version of you. Learn what you need to learn relating to your authentic interests. Develop the skills and abilities that go with that learning. Practice being the you that makes you happy and fulfilled. It's okay to look around and learn from others. We all do that. But take what you learn and adapt it to your version of living. It's likely that others might be learning and adapting from your empowered way, your invention of your success. And that makes you an influencer and a change maker, traveling your empowered way. I'm Garland McWaters. Live empowered by unleashing the creative energy of God love to make the world around you more wholesome, joyful, and soulful. Enliven the heart, enlighten the mind, encourage the spirit, and enlarge the expectations of living in yourself and in others. That's the empowered way.